from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, in a move seen as the first of its kind in the nation, New Jersey is adding medical cannabis to several health plans covered by the state. Cannabis has always been among the most expensive prescriptions for patients, and New Jersey's prices are among the highest in the country. Under the plan called Benebis Health, employees of the City of Trenton and the Orange and Teaneck school boards will be eligible to register for discounts on medical cannabis at participating dispensaries. October was a big month for Mercer County. More money was secured for the Trenton-Mercer Terminal Replacement Project, and there was a groundbreaking for the future Air Rescue and Fire Station. County Executive Dan Benson says the goal with the terminal is to take what we currently have and make it better.
But once this is done, it'll be very much like any other modern terminal where you, go through the very ease of going through TSA at our site because it's a smaller airport. And then you can, when your flight arrives, you'll be able to go right from your gate into the plane.
He says the existing terminal will stay in service while the reimagined terminal is being built, and there's no timeline for the new terminal's completion. United States Naval Academy graduate Ensign John R. Elliott was killed when he was 22 years old by a drunk driver. Now, the recently completed interchange between Route 42 and Route 295 has been dedicated in Elliott's name. His father explains the significance.
Well, this interchange literally would have saved our son's life if it had been available on July 22, 2000, when he was traveling home for his mother's birthday from Annapolis.
His family also started the John R. Elliott Hero Campaign to encourage people to be designated drivers. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Most U.S. stocks rose on Wall Street, but drops for NVIDIA and some other heavyweight big tech companies kept indexes in check. Elon Musk's Tesla was the strongest single force, pushing the S&P 500 higher. Bank stocks and other popular Trump trades also led the market. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 304 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Is a cold front coming through? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Don't think last night's rain was a sign of a pattern change. When is our next solid chance of rain? Not really sure. Maybe some showers Thursday, not a slam dunk. More substantial storm system possible early next week. For tonight, mainly clear and dry, breezy and cool. Lows will fall into the mid-40s. Sunny and windy tomorrow and turning much cooler. Highs only reach about 50 to 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs only around 50, and about the same on Thursday, 50 degrees, cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers. Unfortunately, that's not even going to come close to the multiple inches of rain necessary to quench our rising drought deficit. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Jersey City is 63, Woodbridge also 63, Pemberton 62. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Now is the perfect time to winterproof your home. Call Gutter Helmet to beat the gutter rush. Get up to 35% off, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Call 888-5-HELMET or visit gutterhelmet.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.